Rochav Hashem Shavteinu is a request that Hashem send back the Sanhedrin that will be able to live a life that is governed purely by Torah. The Sanhedrin are essentially Hashem's representatives so that he should rule over us. Umlaichaleinu Mehira, according to Samata Hashem Levadcha, davening that Hashem alone should speedily rule over us. Well, who rules over us now? There are those that explain that nowadays we just can't overcome a Yetzara. And the Yetzara entices us to do things we shouldn't do, whether it's through thought, machshava, dibo, maisa, thought, speech, or action. And therefore, according to Keheles, there's a different king that rules over us. Melech Zakim Vaksil, an old and foolish king. That's the Yetzara. The Yetzara appears like a king. It's really a fool trying to get us to do the wrong thing, but that's what rules over us. And therefore, when we ask, "Mleichaleinu atah Hashem levadcha," we only want to be ruled by Hashem. We don't want to have the Yetzirah getting in the way, clouding our decisions. Chasam Sofer has a different pshat. It says, people serve lots of different kings. What does that mean? All the different needs in Olam Hazeh, all the different needs in this world. A person has desires. A person has the need for honor to vanquish their enemies. When we say "Mleichaleinu atah Hashem levadcha," we're asking Hashem we shouldn't be slaves and servants to these physical needs. Yes, there are times where they are absolutely necessary. The question is, what is our relationship to our physical needs? Are we subservient to them? "Mleichaleinu atah Hashem levadcha," is that should be our only concern, rather than being led by our physical drives. Then we can say, "V'tzadkeinu b'mishpat." Then we'll be righteous in judgment. In fact, this is, says the Chasam Sofer, this is what it means when we say the only difference between this world and Yemos HaMashiach is Shibud Malchios, is our relationship with the nations of the world. Is it's not just talking about the fact that we'll have political autonomy, political independence, unfettered independence, but more than that. All the things that rule over us now, all the desires, all the passions that are in a certain sense kings to us, which is the same idea. All these Yetzer Hara, all of them will disappear. When Mashiach comes, we'll have this clarity of action, clarity of purpose, clarity of thought, clarity of speech. We'll be able to live in a way that is so much more aligned with our values. When we're in Golus, we just don't have that. We're living in a confusing world, a world where clarity is so hard to reach. Not having a Beis HaMikdash makes that clarity all the more difficult to attain. It's this Yetzirah, which is referred to, Rav Avraham ben Agra brings the Gemara. It's the Sha'ar Shebe'isa, it's the Bilach Chomitz within us. And it stops us attaching ourselves to Hashem properly. There's Chomitz inside us, as it were. Things take time. Mitzvah bali adcha, al tach mitzena. Things are not meant to. We're not meant to allow things to become chametz inside us. We're meant to have this passion, this drive, to be able, to be willing to fulfill Hashem's will. And that's why it's in the bracha of Hashem Shavteinu, which is ultimately the restoration of the Ratzon Hashem over this world, with the Sanhedrin, but it's working in our inner world too. Because Galus and Geula is not just for the outer world, it's also in our own inner reality. And therefore, we want to solely be ruled by Hashem in our inner world, just as we do in our outer world.